Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the 26th episode of Interlude Army. Today we'll be gearing up for BTS's comeback with Dynamite, talking about their upcoming concert, their game, and more. We'll also be hosting a Q&A with questions submitted by you guys. So let's get it.
Welcome to Interlude Army. I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
It's time to announce the premium winner for BTS's live on stage, the most beautiful moment in life, Lego set. Like it says, huge box. So,
yay.
All right. The winner is, drum roll please. Nicole Cage. Woo!
Yeah.
Congratulations, Nicole. Thank you to everyone who participated in this giveaway. We really do appreciate it. Please email us at interludearmygiveaway@gmail.com to claim your prize. Email us with the subject line saying Lego set winner.
Now the next giveaway is for all our followers. We're giving away the Map of the Soul 7 poster set to two lucky winners. Ooh. To enter, follow Interlude Army on Himalaya, screenshot your follow, and write the word poster on the screenshot. Then send it to interludearmygiveaway@gmail.com with the subject line saying poster giveaway.
Mm-hmm. And don't worry, premium members, we have another one for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving away another Map of the Soul special edition light stick.
Yay!
Yay! I really do like this light stick, so hopefully, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But to enter, follow Interlude Army on Himalaya and become a premium member, screenshot your membership, write the word light stick on the screenshot, then send it to interludearmygiveaway@gmail.com with the subject line saying light stick giveaway. And make sure to listen to our next episode to hear if you're a winner.
For this week's Army term, Kaylee will be explaining what the vocal line means.
The Army term that I am defining is the vocal line. The vocal line consists of four members, Jin, Jungkook, Jimin, and V.
Thank you, Kaylee, for explaining what the vocal line means. We can't wait to hear the other Army terms our premium members will explain next.
Well, oof, it's almost time. It's almost time,
it is Jose. Almost time.
But let me ask you really quick, how have you been doing?
I'm like really, really excited.
I bet.
Like, obviously with family and my boyfriend, I think about them. Obviously, I care for them and they're good and we're all good. Mm-hmm. But girl, like, it is BTS time in my mind and I'm like revving up. I'm excited. I am ready but not ready.
Yes.
I know y'all feel me out there when I mean that.
When I mean that.
See, I don't even know what I'm saying.
His brain is already all over the place.
Yes, girl. Like, I am so excited to listen to this song.
Right?
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just so the way that they're going in with the promo and everything, it's just like, I'm so excited. Every day I'm counting down. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, one less day for it.
We're almost
there. How about you, Roseanne? How have you been doing?
Same. It's just so crazy because we're like looking forward to this comeback, but also they're just overwhelming us in a good way with dropping like more content for us. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's just like hyping us up for this, for just basically the rest of this year. But for this song, it's like we don't know what to expect. You know, we keep hearing that it's an English track. They're making it big. They're going to perform this live, well, for the VMAs, actually, pre-recorded. So it's like there's so much to this upcoming single. It's going to be amazing. So but like I said, like, they keep dropping new news. And it's making us feel like super excited for the rest of the year, looking forward to it, you know, and we needed these type of like uplifting type of news. But they announced the upcoming BTS concert called Map of the Soul 1. Now it's for October 10 and 11, but Jose, I'm low-key jealous, you know, I'm jealous of K-ARMY, but you know.
Well, that's the thing. I actually didn't. Like, I just read it and I was like, oh my god, a concert.
Yeah, a concert. But,
and so when I tweeted out my excitement, somebody was like asking, is it gonna be just streaming? And I said yes, or something like that. And then somebody tweeted at me, was like, it's actually gonna be online and offline. And I was like, what does that mean? I don't get it. And they were like, well, it's going to be like live with an audience, but we're going to be able to stream it as well. And so I was like shooketh, because I was like, ooh, so that means things are way better in Korea when it comes to the whole pandemic, you know? Because over here, we are not holding any type of concert.
Not anytime soon.
Yeah. So what do you think about that? That it's going to be online and offline.
I was just so happy when I heard that because, you know, during their BangBangCon, they were mentioning how it was kind of different to not have a live audience there. And just the fact that now ARMYs can attend, it'll like really help uplift them and give them the energy they need, you know? So it's cool. I mean, they've done this before with Wembley, you know, when they live streamed the concert. So while that's it was true. Happening, we watched it. So it's going to be amazing. Well, according to Big Hit, though, it's only limited seating and it'll be available for purchase. But in accordance to the government mandated concert seat distancing measures for the COVID-19 prevention. So I was just thinking, Jose, like, how would they set that up? Like, is there going to be, I know we know 6 feet apart, but is there going to be like glass cubes or, you know?
I know, right. I haven't been to a concert or... So, like, obviously, I don't know how the pandemic is going to be handled, but I saw this image on Twitter, like, trending. It went a little bit viral. I don't know if you saw it, too, but it was a festival that was done in the UK. And
I choked on my spit because I was like, yes.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
Because I was going to say yes. I choked.
Sorry. I shouldn't be laughing. No, that's so, are you okay?
I was so excited because I knew what you were talking about.
Okay, so you know what I'm saying. So for our listeners, there's this video. I'm now tripping. Okay, a photo of, I guess it's a music festival. That's what I'm thinking, you know. I don't know the name of the festival, but there's an actual audience. And they are all being separated by like these... like
platforms?
What do you call those?
I would
those?
Say it's like platforms. Squared platforms with like... bars around it, and then each of them are like 6 feet apart from each other, so they're
and they all have chairs so they can sit down or stand up. So I think it's gonna be similar to that, but you know that in Korea they are very, very well organized, so I'm pretty sure they're gonna probably have like their own little cubicle area with a box and like they don't just open air or whatever. Like, it's gonna be fancy. I think it's gonna be fancy.
They might have it. I was thinking, what if they hold it like at the Sky Dome as well? Like, it would, you know how they say supposedly it's better to have an outdoor stadium kind of thing? So I was wondering if they're gonna have it like outdoors or like an indoor one. And like, I don't know why I was thinking of, it wouldn't be good for people with like was it claustrophobia or
claustrophobia?
If they, it was like a glass confinement.
That's true. That is that true.
But I guess we shall see. Like, I'm just looking forward to see how this is all going to be set up, but also very excited for BTS to finally meet ARMY again, because yes. It's been forever. Mm-hmm. So,
girl, that's going to be emotional.
I know.
Because this isn't just because of them wanting to do another show. This is because they're not able to go on tour. Their whole tour was postponed. We still don't know when that's going to happen or if it's going to happen. It's up in the air. So they had plans. And now that they're going to be able to actually do at least two shows, because we have two dates. So I'm thinking it's going to be two. Oh, maybe one day is going to be the live. The other is going to be the stream. I don't know how that's going to be worked out either.
Right, you're right.
But, you know, just figuring that all that stuff out, I feel like they're going to be so happy and emotional at the same time, because it's like the first time in a long time. And it's because they had to, you know, postpone their whole tour. And they had a lot of stuff planned
already.
They did.
So I wonder how much they're going to incorporate. Of course, they're going to showcase, you know, all the performances they've been wanting to show us for a long time. So we're going to see a lot of, like, the first times. Like you're going to most likely perform, you know, 0 o'clock, all this stuff.
Yes.
So I'm excited to see those. I mean, of course, you know, it would have been better to see it live in person. But I'm just super happy that we could at least have them perform and we could watch these performances, you know, through stream.
Yeah, and we're going to stay tuned for more details, guys, because as of the recording of this podcast, we still don't have specific details as how to purchase the tickets, when they're going to go on sale, what platform or service they're going to use for the streaming. Like, all of that is still unknown.
Yes.
But right now, we do have the date, the name, and they're going to be performing Map of the Soul 7.
Okay, that's... I mean, as of now, though, we finally got the date for their upcoming mobile game called BTS Universe Story, which you could now pre-register on Google Play and Apple. So if you haven't done that yet, go ahead and do that. But it says it's going to come out on October 29. Now, which is, I honestly thought it was going to be like September because they said third quarter. But, you know, it might have been the COVID that kind of like pushed it back a little bit. So but you know, October, Jose, I'm like, October 29 has to be after the album dropped. I'm just going with that. But
well, if we take a look at the corporate briefing that they had, they did confirm that the album is going to come out in the fourth quarter. So fourth quarter is October, November, and December. So those 3 months, we're going to be on the lookout. If we don't get it in October, I'm thinking November, girl, because in November, we have the American Music Awards. Oh. So if they don't perform for the new album and the billboards, they might do it on the American Music Awards in November.
That's right. Oh, yeah, because Billboard was also announced October 14. And I, you know, I still had like my little speculations because everything is timed perfectly, you guys. Because In the Soups, the last episode is October 7. And, you know, at first I had my theory as to, okay, maybe their comeback or their trailer is going to be like October 9, which is Friday. And then October 10, 11 is a concert. And the performance for Billboard on the 14th. So I'm like, you know, but we shall see. I don't know.
It's perfect,
I don't know if they're still going to drop the album in October. Like Jose said, it could be in November as well, because that's like perfect timing for everything. So
Yeah, I also thought that too, Roseanne. And it's funny because I tweeted out, I was like, okay, October 14th, BBMAs. The guys in the Soup show, or why do I keep saying reality? Docuseries is going to be ending on the 7th of October. The 9th is a Friday. Mm-hmm. So if they release the album on the 9th, they can promote it for the show on the 10th and the 11th for the concert. And then for the US at the Billboard Music Awards. And people came for me, Roseanne. People came for my neck. Nah, they didn't attack me or anything. Okay. I'm joking. But they did come for me saying, like, it's too soon, Jose. I don't think that's possible. Possible because they have the show, And I said, guys, let's remember the idol comeback with Love Yourself Answer. They literally released that on the 24th of August. Uh-huh. And on the 25th, their Love Yourself World Tour started.
Exactly. So
they've done this before.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they might not drop like the whole album on October 9th, but there could be the comeback trailer, because that's basically what happened with... It was after Bon Voyage, literally that Friday of that week, they dropped Interlude Shadow. So, you know, we don't know. But October, I feel like there's something. There's something. But we shall see. I'm ready to be a clown again.
Girl, you're right. Oh my God. I totally forgot about the trailer. The intro... We could get that too on the 9th and not necessarily
the whole album, right? It could be a build up
I'm excited now. Excited.
Okay, yes. Okay, we're getting excited. Like, we haven't even gotten the first single. We're already super excited. I know.
Girl, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's inevitable to get excited for the future things and then be like, wait, hold up.
Right.
We still have Dynamite. Like, we haven't even gotten to Dynamite.
Like, that just makes us look forward to the rest of the year, which is very good, for us. I'm glad that they're... I don't know what I would do if I wasn't standing BTS, to be honest. Like, what would I be looking forward to? So they're saving me mentally, for sure. Oh, yes. I mean, we briefly mentioned the Billboard Music Awards, which I most likely think they are going to be performers in. They haven't announced the performers yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, they got to be. Because the first time around. The first time around, when before Rona said hello, they matched the dates perfectly for BTS's tour, like when they were going to be here in the U.S. They're like, let's have billboards when BTS is here. So that's the reason why it was on April instead of May, when it's usually in May.
Yeah. So, they even, they switched it around knowing that BTS would be able to go. So it was made to be, but unfortunately that didn't happen. So I feel like this time around, they took that in consideration too. They have contacts with Big Hit, and they're probably like, hey, so when do y'all think y'all be free? And they could be like, hey, you can maybe do it around October.
Yes, we'll be dropping this, and we're ready to perform this. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
See, but other than Billboard Music Awards, we got the VMAs.
Yes.
And
for the VMAs, what new information we got, guys, is that they have pre-recorded their performance for the VMAs already on August 16th. That's 2 weeks in advance from the airing of the show. So that leads us to believe that this is going to be on and popping, y'all. Because 2 weeks in advance to record their performance, that means they had to have things perfect. You know, everything rented as far as the location, as far as the set goes, the camera, the people, the crew. You know what I mean? I feel like they're going to go off on this performance.
I really hope so. It's gonna be Melon Music Award types, Mama type. I don't know, I'm just asking for so much, because that's a lot of work. People have to build a set, there has to be props, but something, their idol performance was really cool, how they incorporated people to come join in for the performance. I hope it's something like that, but we shall see, because I don't know if they're also trying to not show a bunch of backup dancers, because with the COVID situation going
that
on,
is true.
So it's kind of I don't know. But I really
even if they did something like a Grand Central Station, they didn't have to build it, but it's so grand, obviously. Well, that's the name of it. even that got a lot of fans, That's a lot of people got interested in BTS because of that performance. So even if they did it in a grand place like that, they don't necessarily have to build it or whatever. I feel like it could be magical. And I guess it has to be, guys, because it's the first performance of Dynamite. They have to go off.
They do. Yeah, this is going to be their first performance. And also, it's an American reminder. It's an American Music Award. And this is their chance to kind of utilize Korea's technology, cameraman, and everything. They could make it however they want it to be, because it's pre-recorded by them. You know what I mean? And I trust Big Hit with that. I know. They know what they're doing, so... We shall see.
Exactly.
But reminder, you guys, of course, you guys already know to stream Dynamite on all platforms, because all platforms are important. Yes, YouTube views actually do count towards the charts, for those who do not know. But the main key to streaming is just stream like a normal person. Do not loop. Mm-hmm. Do not mute the videos or the song.
Yeah, because if you do stuff obviously purposely, like replaying right after, refreshing right after, looping right after, muting, all of that stuff that you wouldn't do with another video, is they're going to count you as a bot, and those views are not going to be counted, or they might be counted, but then they're going to be deleted. Yeah. So we want to give them organic views. So the best thing to do, like Roseanne said, is act like a normal person, like you would be watching a video. The good thing, guys, is that they're releasing the single and the music video at the same time. So you can switch, you know, back and forth with like some other videos in there, like maybe Boy With Love on in there, you know, just switch it around so that way YouTube can count our views and also the streams on all music platforms.
Yes, yeah, the same way you stream on YouTube is the same way on Spotify. So after the video, you know, watch 2 to 3 other BTS videos, and then same thing on Spotify or, you know, Apple Music, stream other songs in between. So, you know, we got this, you guys.
We got this.
And I feel like we have a lot of people looking forward to this, like not only us ARMYs, but probably the general public as well. So hopefully that will also, you know, contribute to streams.
Yes. But don't forget to eat, guys, and sleep as well. You know, the guys, I'm pretty sure, would want you to be healthy first. Yes. Then like risking your health, you know, and then get sick or something. Oh, no. We don't want that either.
Please take care of your health and your mental health first.
Yes.
Don't stress out. Just have fun with this, you guys. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, oh, and here's a tip. If you are playing like the music through your laptop and or your computer or your phone, and you don't want to like have your whole house like hear you blasting the same music over and over and over again, you could plug in your headphones. That counts as well. Just make sure the volume is up on your phone or whatever device you're using with the headphones plugged in. So yes, let's go, we're ready for this. Are you listening to this episode on Himalaya? If you are, congratulations, because you're already using the best new podcast app out there. Not only does Himalaya have tons of cool features like curated podcast playlists and collections, along with personalized recommendations, but our brand new members-only version of this, Interlude Army Plus, is only available on the Himalaya app. When you become a member of Interlude Army Plus, you'll get all ad-free, exclusive episodes, giveaways, and more. You'll even get these episodes a day early. And the best part is, Interlude Army Plus is available for just $4.99 a month. So download Himalaya and join Interlude Army Plus today. But now, this is actually our first time doing a Q&A on this podcast, right?
I'm excited.
Same. Thank you to everyone who participated and submitted questions to us. We got a lot of amazing questions. So, you ready, Jose?
Yes, thank you, guys. How do we do this, Ruben?
I know, right? We're like, we're new to this. What are we doing? So we're going to read the ad and then the question. And then, we got this. First question is from Tady_bear_. How do you guys record? Do you go somewhere to record or use voice calling?
Great question. Okay, so for me, I record in my living room, guys. I live in an apartment, so I don't really have that much space to like have my own little, you know, studio or whatever to, you know, record. But I have a little desk set up in my living room. That's where I work. That's where I do my schooling as well. And as far as like equipment, I use my HyperX, I believe that's the name of it. Oh, yeah. HyperX microphone. It's a red one, guys, if you guys want to look for it on Amazon. It's pretty good. I've had it for maybe now 2 to 3 months already. Mm-hmm. And I use QuickTime to record my audio. And for my video, I'll use a Nikon. Ooh, let me get y'all the correct. Oh, no, it's not even Nikon. Guys, that's how you know this is some amateur recording. The Canon G7X camera. Unfortunately, it only goes up to like 15 to 17 minutes recording time. Yeah. So I just have to like pause and pick up again. Mm-hmm. But that's it, guys. And then for editing, I use iMovie and Final Cut Pro. How about you, Rosa?
Nice. So I use... Oh, for those who are wondering, me and Jose actually talk through Kakao. So that's how we communicate. Yes. And then we each like record our own audio. And then if there's video, yeah, we mm-hmm. use our cameras. Jose, we have the same camera, the Canon G7X. High five.
Yeah. Virtual high five.
So, yeah, that's how we record our podcast. I mean, I use the Blue Yeti mic to record my audio. And I actually use the It's a program called Audacity to record my audio. It's free, by the way, if you guys want to download it. And then for editing purposes, I use the Sony Vegas Pro to edit my videos. But also, that's what I use to edit the audio as well, Jose. I don't know why.
You're fancy because I know that Vegas Pro is like really nice.
Yeah. I mean, I notice a lot of a lot of people have been using Premiere Pro. I haven't tried using that yet, but you know, if you guys want to look into that, I heard it's a good editing software as well. So, yes.
So the second question is from @7Fahima. I am so sorry if I mispronounced that. Roseanne and Jose, what will your favorite album from the discography of BTS be?
Ooh. Okay. Wait, one sec. Now I'm like debating which one is which. Well, I'll just go with... I don't know if repackages count because technically it's Wings.
Okay.
Yes. Wings for me was one of the most memorable albums for me. That was also like the same era that I was finally able to like see BTS live in person. So maybe that's the reason why that era and album technically is like has stuck with me. But also, you know, Spring Day Queen came from that amazing. Well, it came with the repackage.
That's true. The repackage.
You Never Walk Alone repackage. I have to go with that.
I guess you could say both because it's a combination. So it counts.
Yes, very true. How about you, Jose?
So with me, it's like it's in between two.
Oh.
So one being Dark and Wild. Oh. I love that album. But I love Love Yourself Answer. And I'm going with Answer because it has a combination of
Oh my God. Wait, that make me think. I love Tear. Hold on. Kidding. Oh gosh. Yeah, it's hard, you guys.
But like it's like a combination and like Seesaw is on there and that is one of my top BTS albums like ever. And like it's up there, guys. Like so I have to do between Love Yourself Answer and Dark and Wild. I cannot choose right at this moment, so I'm just going to give you that.
I mean, Answer is a really good one to go with because it has so many, like, even though it's almost like a repackage, it has so many, like, amazing, memorable songs in there. So,
yes.
I get you. Next question is from @DonNamarKyung. Sorry if I pronounced it wrong. When you first get into K-pop, did you used to be a Koreaboo? Oh.
What is a Koreaboo?
Apparently, well, you know what? Let me look up the exact definition. From what I know, a Koreaboo is it's kind of like you want to be Korean, even though you are not Korean. Let me see.
Oh.
Koreaboo meaning. Let me read it. It's the unofficial definition. The unofficial definition of a Koreaboo is a non-Korean person who is overly obsessed with Korean pop culture, generally. To the point of vocalizing their desires to be reborn as a Korean or make themselves seem more Korean. Well, when I first got into K-pop, I was only 14. But when I look back, I don't think I ever wanted to change who I was. Like, I know I was genuinely, like, amazed by K-pop. But, like, I don't think I ever used terms that made me seem like I was Korean. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I didn't dress like that either, actually. If you would see me back then, I don't think you would have thought I was a K-pop fan. So I'm very, like, I guess I've always been, like, low-key. but also just fine with who I was. So I never tried to be Korean.
I got you. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fair. Well, I don't think I was at... Well, I guess... Yeah, I don't. No, because honestly, like, when I got into K-pop, that's it. Like, it was the music, and I didn't want to be like them. I didn't want to dress like them. I didn't want to be Korean. Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, that's basically, essentially what it is, that you want to, like, be reborn Korean. I'm proud to be who I am, although I would love to learn Korean, and that's because of K-pop, but... And I would love to visit, but I don't think that makes me.
That's kind of like appreciating their culture. Yeah, I don't think that's you necessarily trying to adopt their mannerisms. Like, I think maybe an example of being a Koreaboo saying like "oppa," you know, like all that stuff. Like, I've never done that before. I don't even use that term. Yeah. So I don't think, I've ever been a Koreaboo, but yeah.
Same here. Yeah, no, not me, guys. Not I. Alrighty, the next question is from at Sugar Sirena. Ooh.
Nice name.
Sugar Sirena 9320. And they ask, if you could pick a theme for an album, the comeback hair, etc. for BTS, what would you pick?
Oh. I don't know if you heard that, Jose. There was like a little burp that came with me gasping. Oh, the minuto is getting to me. I'm sorry. Hold up. Let me burp a little bit. Okay. Wow. You know, I've always had this thought in the back of my head for a while because, you know, there's certain like hair colors and themes that we kind of want. I've always been fascinated with kind of like the dark, but also like royal looking look. So almost similar to their Wings album and their Blood, Sweat, and Tears concept, but maybe a little bit darker. And like someone has to at least have silver hair. Y'all know I love silver.
Okay.
So something with like looking royal, rich, but also very seductive and dark.
Okay, big hit. I'm going to need you to take some notes because I like that too.
Oh my God.
For me, I think it may be like the most generic because I've seen this everywhere, but I would really love them to do a Seven Deadly Sins concept.
And that would go perfect with what I want. That's a really good one.
So we need to get together, Roseanne. We need to email Big
Hit. Big Hit.
Deadly Sins, a la Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Wings, dark concept videos.
Right, I need
As far as the hair goes, I guess the color that goes with each sin would be perfect because it would represent, you know, that sin as well.
Like greed is green. Was lust? What was lust? There was be green, red, I think orange, but no, I know.
Yeah, because there's rage, which is red, I believe. No, wrath. That's wrath.
Wrath like, is like purple, isn't
just
it?
Just anger and no, wrath is red.
Oh,
no,
ooh, yeah, you're right. Like something was purple. I don't remember, but that's.
And then I think pride is yellow, so it would be like blonde.
I'm ready to match.
Then we have each color. Oh, girl, I lost all the Seven Deadly Sins, but yes, that would be one for me.
Next question is from at Takuro Anime Cafe. Hey, Jose and Roseanne, got any favorite theories about what the BU map of the soul is, or what may happen in the notes too?
Ooh. Well, I think one of my favorite theories that I've actually thought too is that, this is in connection with TXT, Tomorrow by Together. Mm-hmm. I feel like Tomorrow by Together I'm not going to say that they might be. I'm just going to say this is one of my favorite theories that I've heard, that I've actually like thought about too. that Tomorrow by Together are like Jin's dad and friends, because Jin's dad also had the ability to go back in time, and he also had that his friends, did they die or they disappeared or they just lost connection?
I know one of them died, and then some of them
yeah
lost. you know, connection.
It's so, like, knowing what we know now with TXT and, like, their newest video, it's kind of, like, adding on to that. So that's one of my favorite theories, because it's, like, combining, like, the Marvel universe, like, combining two different groups and their stories, how they could be connected in some way. As far as the notes 2 goes, I think we're just going to keep going on in their story that we know of right now. Like, it's just going to expand it, you know, because some of the notes were new to us. We didn't know about them that we got in the for the polls got on Twitter.
Very true.
And so I feel like it's going to, obviously it's going to be new stuff, but it's going to be expanding along with the universe, the game. The BTS Universe story game. So I feel like that's just going to expand to it. I don't know exactly what.
Yeah.
I just hope we get a happy ending. I hope we get Taehyung and Jin communicating without any confrontation. Because it seems that they just want to fight all the
time. They want to get into it. Like, no, I know what you mean.
But basically that. What about you, Rosen?
Well, I guess they were wondering about what we think the map of the soul is. Well, from what I think the map of the soul is, I think it's the map of the soul. You know, like when you read Carl Jung's thing, it's something that's within you, not necessarily an object, person, or item. Or object and item's the same thing, girl. Hello. So it's something they gotta find within themselves. But my favorite theory, that the one that Jose mentioned, is really, really good. But I still have this really big theory that I don't know if anyone else has thought of this, but I think Seokjin was the person who hit Jungkook to basically mess up his legs to kind of get him out of this loop of maybe wanting to jump off the building again. I don't know, because you know how Jungkook has this feeling of like anger towards Seokjin. We don't really know what it is yet, or doubt. Like, he's suspicious of him. So, you know, that's just my little, that's my theory that I'm waiting. Maybe Note 2 will have it. I don't know. So,
I see you, Roseanne. Yeah, I see you.
Right?
I hear you. Okay.
So I'm ready to figure that out already. Like, I want to know who did it. If it was an accident or if it was done intentionally. So, yes.
Okay. So the next question is from @MewBTS2. Will the BU drama be disappointing or not?
Ooh.
It's going to take place before the time travel plot kicks in. So will it be interesting? I assume this drama is another form of media to give us puzzle pieces. Then maybe the game will have the ending. Then maybe the game will have the ending? Because it's a question mark at the end.
I don't think the BU will be disappointing at all. Because we have a lot of missing puzzle pieces from their past. So it's going to take... We're probably going to see flashbacks of when they were young. Because all of them developed like scars and regrets when they were children, basically. So we're going to see more of that. And also how they got along in high school and how like they all fell apart. So I think personally that would be really interesting and very sad as well. Like, it's going to leave us probably hanging at the end where they all went their separate ways. So,
I don't think it's going to be disappointing either.
Yeah, no, for sure. And of course, it is another form of giving us these puzzle pieces. You know what I mean? And as far as the game, I feel like the game might reveal the ending. Yeah, that's actually a good question. Huh. What do you think, Jose?
Now that I thought about that, because, like, the game has to have an ending, you know? Yeah. Like, there's...
No, it's going to be, like, to be continued.
It just can't... I mean, it could... Oh, my God. Like, the webtoon, we were left with a cliffhanger.
Oh my god.
Could leave us with a cliffhanger. So, girl, you know what? This is going to give us a lot to think about. But as far as the drama goes, I think it's going to be really cool. Like, having a show related to the BU, and just expand to it, add on to it, see the stories with more, I feel, more detail, because it's like visual now. You just don't see words, you know? You can actually visualize it and see it. I think it's gonna be cool. Like, and I hope it will be on Netflix.
Oh my gosh. You know what? Please. I want this to be accessible. Because
that'll be really cool.
Yeah, and then people would watch it without really knowing that it's BTS related, because it's not going to be them acting. You know what I mean? I think that'd be a cool idea. The next question is from @ChongsGloria. They're asking, what do you think BTS members will be doing after their 7-year contract is over? Oh my god. Hold
Okay. Ideally, I would want them to resign, and I think that is a possibility. There are groups who have resigned and they go for years on end, you know? And I think that is a possibility for them. They would still be young. I don't see them like being like, just like, oh, they're old men, you know what I mean? No, they would just be mature. But if they don't, if hypothetically thinking, if they don't sign again, I still think they're going to be in the entertainment industry in some way, shape, or form, whether they are performers, whether they are producers, composers in whatever type of way. I think they're just going to stay in the entertainment industry. Some of them might be, we might be seeing them in acting roles more. Some of them see more solo projects. Mm-hmm. I see all of that happening for BTS. I see them supporting each other.
Sure.
Till the day they die. Like, honestly, they're brothers to they're not just friends, they're literally brothers.
Yes.
So I honestly see them going on for years and years, whether they are together as BTS, like as in the group, or outside of their contract. BTS is going to be BTS until the end, you know, because each member represents BTS. So whenever we see one supporting the other or achieving success in whatever area they choose, it's like success for all of them at the same time. So
yeah.
I feel like regardless of a contract or not, we're going to see BTS for the rest of our lives. And I'm happy about that.
We really are. And the same as you. Like, I know that even if they don't sign another 7-year contract after the 7-year contract, they most of them, I feel like a lot of them could go and continue in the music industry. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like Suga would be like a producer, you know? RM is probably going to be like another a songwriter. Hobi could probably, you know, Hobi has to keep dancing.
Yeah.
Maybe he's going to be like a choreographer. Ooh. Jin's going to be like a CEO, business owner. Maybe own his own restaurant, because I know he has his restaurant. And it, like... Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting for Tae to open up his gallery.
True.
Jimin, oh, Lord. Okay, Jimin is probably going to be... And we know that he's very passionate about dancing. Maybe he's going to open up his own school. And then Jungkook. I feel like he's going to be a producer in the future. If not, maybe a director or videographer, something
that
like that.
That too.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So there's somewhat, shape, or form, if they don't want to be part of the like entertainment industry anymore, and that's totally fine. Like, I feel like I'm just happy with them being happy, no matter what they do.
So the next question comes from, and bear with me guys because the handle name is pretty long, at RM87IQMM7S4IQTZ. And they ask, can you share your journey of becoming an ARMY? And what changes came into your life after entering this fandom?
Wow, that's a tough... Looking back, actually, as my journey, it was a little bit hard for me to transition into becoming an ARMY. I was already part of another fandom at that time. And, you know, my sister was an ARMY, my little sister. So she was trying to transition me into being an ARMY. And I'm very thankful for that. You know, she didn't give up showing me videos. And I just genuinely got interested after, you know, seeing how amazing they were. Like, during their dance practice, that's what got me into it. But in the beginning, actually, I feel like I wasn't really self-aware, I guess you would say that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after becoming an ARMY, you just learn more about all these, like, psychological stuff and just really looking into yourself as a person. And they've just... Me being an ARMY has just made me... I feel like I could say that I'm not very smart, but more intellectual. You know what I mean? I feel like I know myself better. I know the world better. And I've became so much more appreciative when it comes to music as well. Like, I've always loved K-pop music. It's fun, but I never really, like, dove into it and saw how serious things were and to take all these artists seriously, you know? So
for me, it was back in 2015. The first video that I saw And I've said this a lot of times because this is literally my introduction to BTS was with the Dope music video. That's the first music video of them that I saw that I reacted to. That was my introduction to them. And I always thought it was meant to be because at the beginning, RM literally says, is this your first time with BTS? And it was. So I was like, oh my God, this is meant to be. But obviously after seeing that video and then learning more about the guys, their names and their personalities, I was in. By the time the run comeback came, I was an army. Like, I was in it to win it. I knew their names. I had my bias. It was a done deal for me. And as far as what changes came into my life, like Roseanne, I got to learn more about myself, my relationship with myself, my relationship with others, how I interact with my family, with my boyfriend, with friends, with people at school. You know, you have all these different personas. But I'm try to tie it in there. But yeah, like learning more about myself and like Rosin said, like more intellect, because we are smart guys. We all are smart in our own way. And just adding to that, I feel like it's only beneficial and to live a healthy life as well, you know, more about why it is the way you act, the way you act or the way that you are with certain people, things that you may be able to change and things that you just can't, you know, things that you need to accept from others. You know, other people are not like you, so you can't accept the same way they handle situations that they're going to handle it the same way that you do. You know what I mean? True. So I think I've grown a lot as a person. I've love more. I'm more open-minded. I'm more accepting of others' feelings.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I feel like I'm a better person.
Right.
Because of BTS.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good one. All right. And our last question is from Izzy's Tea. And they're asking, what are your least and most favorite songs from BTS?
Okay. I have an answer for both.
Okay. All right. Let's hear it.
Y'all, my least favorite is On featuring Sia. That's not even hard for me to answer.
Oh my God.
Y'all can come for me. That is fine. On featuring Sia is my least favorite song. That is the only one I skip. I've usually said there are no skips, but yeah. I literally skipped that song. Okay. And my most favorite song from BTS, girl, it is gonna be between Dope, because Dope was my introduction, and We Are Bulletproof, The Eternal.
Ooh, really?
Those two.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say Seesaw.
Oh! Well, Seesaw is one of my tops, but it's not my most favorite.
Oh, this is...
Yeah.
You have to choose.
What about you, Rosie?
I was kidding. I was going to force you to choose one. I'm just kidding.
No, I can... You know what? I'll choose the bullet. I cannot choose between... I'll choose the bullet because you know how they say gun to head, choose. I'd be like, I choose bullet. I can't choose.
Oh my God. Or he's just secretly meant Bulletproof Eternal. I'm just kidding. Okay. Whew. My least favorite, Jose. Oh my God. I laughed when you said On featuring Sia because that's the only song I do not listen to. Like if there was a way to delete it from the album, I would. But other than that, my most favorite song still has to be, now I'm thinking, I keep saying Queen Spring Day because that's actually the only BTS song that I also know like all the lyrics to. So that's probably why. I love Tear, but I would have to say Spring Day because she's Queen.
Okay. Thank you so much, guys, for all the questions. Truly, truly, we appreciate it. You guys didn't have to, and the fact that you chose to participate and submit questions, that means a lot. Yeah. And I'm so sorry for anybody who submitted and we didn't answer your questions. We can only answer so many to fit in the episode. Mm-hmm. So please, thank you, and keep supporting us. But thank you guys again. We hope to do this in the future to answer more questions.
For sure. But those were all our questions and updates for today. Now it's time to start our favorite segment, Love Army, where we read letters written by you guys. If you want to submit a letter or voice recording, please email them to interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com. And don't feel discouraged if we haven't read your letter yet, because we could always read them in our future episodes.
And we have one letter for today, and this letter is from Moonleaf. And they say, "Hi, now I'm not entirely sure what I should say to you guys, because whatever I think of seems too small compared to some other people's stories about BTS. To me, they are like my brothers in a way. Now, I know that may seem weird to think that these seven boys that live on the other side of the world from me just give me this feeling of family, but they do. You see, I grew up in an odd situation. My mother and twin sister died, and it was just me, my half-sister, who was about 15 years old, then me with two kids and one of my mother's sisters. It was like that for 2 years when my dad finally found someone new. And for almost 9 years, my dad and stepmom lived happily together. At the time, when I first listened to BTS, everything in my life was pretty normal. But when my stepmother left, BTS became more than just a regular band for me. In my spare time, I would watch BTS crack videos to cheer me up. And when I did, I saw how human they were. They showed us a side I have never seen in a celebrity before, and I loved it.
The more I watched them be themselves, the more I realized that it was like I was right there with them, almost like as if I was part of their family. BTS has helped me see that no matter how hard life gets, there are good days ahead, and that those are the days that you have to live for. They showed me that it's okay to be down, but as long as we are still able to move, things will get better. And I'm so happy that I'm living in the BTS era, because without them, I would never know these feelings for such beautiful music like I have heard the Map of the Soul 7 album, and I definitely wouldn't have met the seven people who showed me I can be me. And I'm so very much happy to be an ARMY, even if we do sometimes get a bad rep for a small handful of us, because I get to have a new family that knows my pain and knows how to help. They also showed me I'm not alone in this journey of life. So thank you, BTS and ARMY. I love you all.
Thank you, Moonleaf, for this lovely letter. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for expressing how much you found in BTS. And, like, honestly, to be open about your family. Yes. You didn't have to be so open about it. And I hope you guys are okay now. I hope you are okay and your family are okay. And
yeah, the fact that you were very open with us, you know, I'm very sorry for your loss. But also, I'm thankful that, you know, you are able to lift yourself up and through BTS, you know, it doesn't matter how. Yes. The fact that you've done it through BTS and now you're an ARMY, you know, we're just happy to know that you're doing better now, hopefully. So thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. So what did you think about this episode, Rosé?
This was, ooh, Jose, look at that. I heard them vocals. This was pretty interesting because this was our first time doing a Q&A, and it was actually pretty fun. Like, I hope to do more Q&As, and I hope to do more of those quizzes that we did, like we did with BuzzFeed. Yes. So it's always just fun expressing news to ARMY who are listening. So yes, how about you, Jose?
I totally agree, Roseanne. And like you said, a Q&A is new and it was refreshing. You know, we usually are the ones that are asking questions for our guests, you know, for the interviews. And so having this, I guess, interview type of segment for us, it was refreshing. Like, oh my God, now I got to think. Oh, okay, so this is my answer. So I enjoyed that, and obviously giving the updates and information to ARMY and just building up more excitement, because by the time that we have this episode out, we'll know at least a little bit from the music video teaser, I think, you know. Oh, so yeah. I'm excited for that.
Yes. But to stay updated, go ahead and follow us on Interlude Army PD on Twitter. That's on Twitter, sorry, guys. That's Interlude Army PD. And our Instagram is also called Interlude Army PD.
And if you want to send any feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
So that was our episode for this week. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and have an amazing week.
Yay! Yay. Bye, ARMY. Bye, Rosé.
You know, like next week's episode. I'm just throwing that up there.
Getting to make oh, it. Yes, definitely.
Okay, bye, guys. Bye, Jose.
Bye. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Young Hoseok.
Jimmy.